God bless you, YouTube family. It is Wednesday, 5:18 a.m., April the 1st, 2015, and the Lord gave me a bit of a break in the message tonight. He started talking about heaven and the thousand-year reign. So this is going to be a fun subject to share with you. It'll definitely be a welcome break from all the heavy stuff. He began, "You will be everything you ever wanted to be in heaven. All the vices and sins you've struggled with on earth in heaven will be gone. Let's just say that it will be a wedding present. You will immediately be transformed and all sickness of spirit will be washed away. It will just peel off and wash away to reveal my glory dwelling within you. A total transformation. Will there be classes for learning? No, I myself will teach you. You will feel the desire to know something, and I will reveal it to you. You will feel the desire to play something, and it will roll off your fingertips. To sing in perfect pitch, effortlessly, sustained, will escape your lips. Everything will seem magical to you at first, until you become accustomed to knowing and doing everything effortlessly. Lord, this is hard for me to accept. Won't we all be working together as teams?" And I was thinking in my mind that we'd have kind of classes together and that kind of thing. "Yes, teams you will have. Learning experiences you will share. More like what you would call a lab. You will do things together with others. And cooperation will be so joyous. Harmony will be something you've always longed for, but rarely had. It is intoxicating to work together as one, where all of the many come together to bring about good. You will love it. Your deep desire to work with groups will be fully satisfied in the best possible ways. You will seek to see something, and I will escort you. Nothing will be impossible to you, except evil. This is yet another gift, because in heaven the door has been closed to evil. It will not enter. It will not entice. My daughter, you will not feel anything evil. This too is a gift, a grace I will impart to you. Everything in heaven is effortless. Can I have an evil thought? No, my love, you will never have an evil thought again. Not only because the devils cannot buffet you there, but also because of divine grace. All wickedness will be washed out of your system. You will be sparkling clean and glorified. You will be content beyond anything you could ever imagine. You will see into the future and know whatever is necessary to you. You will never guess at anything again. You will never fail to understand me again, or anyone else for that matter. You will have perfect vision into hearts, that you may help them escape death and decay. You will have perfect discretion, timely and sensitive. You will understand the ways of men without effort and easily be able to guide them back to center. You will appear glorious because you will be like me in so many ways. You are going to love how I transform you, and you are going to be unspeakably happy and satisfied. I wanted to share some of the joys of heaven with you because you've had a couple of very rough days. And I can see it has weakened you and stolen your joy. Oh, Jesus, it hurts me so, the lies and calumny spoken by uninformed souls. Oh, it truly hurts me so deeply, and I know it's an obtuse spirit working through them, a brick wall I can never penetrate in my own timing. He continued, "That's right, it's not yet time. But my promise to you, Claire, is that you will be working with me to open their eyes in cooperation with my spirit. When we return, so many things will be changed. First of all, there will be signs and wonders in the sky that will cut many to the quick and instantly turn their hearts. Then you will be working with soft clay, and I will give you wisdom as you have never had. Oh, my love, how you will rejoice at the elegance of my plan. Its depth and breadth, height and length. Oh, how magnificent it is, and your wisdom will be as the waters in the ocean, You will understand so much. And what I am speaking here is from my other brides as well. It will make you all so humble that none will be able to resist your sweetness. Will I always be with you, Jesus? You will know me even as I know you, and nothing shall ever separate us. Nothing. I don't understand. I thought there would be times apart. Not apart as you understand it in your world. We will be in complete union, and you will never miss me, because I will be dwelling inside of you, and nothing will interrupt our sweet communion together, because in heaven there is no sin and no pride. This has its advantages and disadvantages, because we will share sorrows together as well as joys. But I thought I wouldn't know about earth doings. Not until the end of the tribulation. Yet you know how you grieve when I'm rejected. Well, that will still be there, and you will feel it. When we return to earth, and as you work with souls, you will be acutely aware of my feelings for their deeds, and you will have instant knowledge of how each situation is to be handled, even punishments and corrections. Will there be many punishments, Lord, when we return? Will people still be hard-headed and rebellious? You know, I'm speaking for myself there. I sure was hard-headed and rebellious and can still be hard-headed and rebellious. The Lord continued, "You will at first see vast improvements in the attitudes of men and women, but corruption goes deep and some will manifest quickly. Others will emerge slowly, even over generations. You'll be able to see clearly the consequences of sin carried down through families. You will work to change that, but some, Claire, will never change. And for this you must have fortitude and deep understanding to be able to weather disappointment. But I will always be inside of you, bringing deep inner peace and joy, no matter how sad the outer circumstances may be. Will there be death in the millennium? Yes, there will be birth and death. Those circumstances will allow for a longer lifespan and perfect health due to the atmosphere and absence of sin and demons. It is yet a pity that evil will manifest itself without provocation by the enemy. This is the weakness of Adam and Eve. It will be a shock to many that evil can still raise its ugly head without demonic assistance. You will have joy in everything you put your hand to. You will see conversions, healings, restorations, and complete transformation of hearts. This will bring you unspeakable joy, as it does for all the angels and saints in heaven. You see, my daughter, so many on earth in this hour long with all their hearts to minister, but the forces allied against them are tremendous, both of a personal nature and an impersonal nature. Few there are that break through this wall, for great perseverance is required and great reliance on me. And there are those who have been chosen and equipped for this, and there are others who have not. And to them I give the grace of prayer. Their desires are manifested in the arenas of evangelism. And while they are not a direct part of the conversions as man sees it, they are the living prayer force behind these evangelists. And were you to see these evangelists without the great mass of prayer warriors offering prayers and supplications on their behalf, you would see them as just simple and pitifully weak men. The evangelists themselves must have very pure hearts, humility, and an anointing from above. Their integrity must be impeccable. That is why we work so hard on issues of this sort. They cannot carry out the work and sustain the heat of the battle or hold up under pressures without a profound commitment to integrity and doing things my way. Yet pull the curtain back and the man becomes very, very little in my plan. The intercessors behind the man are tremendous, making him look like a giant, when in reality it is the little ones behind him that are responsible for his perceived stature. In this way, the desires of those who wanted to minister are satisfied. And yet there is a time and a season for all. They will get their turn to touch souls with my love. Everyone gets a turn to do what is on their heart, because their hearts are conformed to mine. And what about worship, Lord? You are now speaking of something out of the realm of understanding. When you are worshiping, you have ceased all human activity and are in the realm of God, your Creator. You cease to be a part and are molded into one with your Creator. Your hearts expand right out of yourself in worship. When you come back to yourself, so to speak, you are totally renewed, energized, and inspired. Whatever you went into the worship with, when you come out, it's totally gone. There's really nothing more I can say about worship, because it is so sublime. You will experience it. That's all I can promise. And you will never, ever be the same again. You are going to go from glory to glory, just as I have written. Lord, is there anything else you want to talk to me about tonight? I'm asking you to keep watch with me. Limit your interactions to necessary communications and return to the place of deep inner communion with me. Much is imparted to you through it. And that was the end of the message.